At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiber. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks. Gonna put one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
With Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there. Hartman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
On the Odyssey app.
Hate me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080. The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fisher, Rashawn Taylor
is apparently 50 years old and doesn't know 50, at least 60, because you don't know how to control electronics and technology.
I'm just saying, like,
are you all right over there?
No.
What is this?
What's happening today? I'm saying,
who,
like,
is winning? What is occurring?
Why? I can never see Jordan, so I always have to scoot all far this way. Like, this was a terrible placement for these computer screens.
Hold on, like, everybody.
Like, absolutely terrible placement. Like,
I would agree, actually.
Like, this is terrible. Like, I have to sit way over
here. I think you can somewhat shimmy it to the left. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah.
Well,
shimmy, yeah.
No, Rashad has a legit beef, because the first time I walked into this studio and sat down, I can't see Rashad without twisting very awkwardly. I can't see Joe without twisting very awkwardly. So I'd come in to do prime time, fill in for Buck, and I can barely see Isaac and Suk. I'm like hiding behind. It's a fun dance for 4 hours.
It's just an awkward play. And then, like, the computer doesn't, like, move forward so I can, like, adjust it anything. It only moves, like, this left to right way, so I can move it this way, but then I really can't see you. So
it looks like solution for some of the shows, at least for Andy Dirt Johnson and Jason Sukanik, has been bring your own laptop.
Yeah, I mean, you bring yours every week.
Yeah, and I have the laptop and the computer up. I mean, that's very
distracting. Well, you work in sales, so that's like...
That's just prep.
I'm crunching numbers over here, making big things happen, you know?
When I woke up radio.
I love it.
But you are old, come on, by the way.
I am old, man. You know, I'm getting, and you know what?
What are you, 27, 28 today?
Oh, no, man. I'm well past the 20s. And you know what? I'm good. I know a lot of people turn, you know, get
34,
older. Like, oh, man,
fine.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm good old 41 today, man. So,
Congratulations.
Yeah, 41 trips around the sun, man. Brother. Thank you, bud. Appreciate
Is that a congratulations, a happy birthday, just being a year older? Dude, congrats.
Hey, man, you know, unfortunately, there are
people... Congrats on one more year.
Unfortunately, there are people didn't get another year, you know? And I've noticed I've been giving a lot more condolences and a lot more RIP posts than normal. So you know what, man? Yeah, that's a congratulations. Yeah.
Well, us getting old... definitely means that, you know, other people around us in our lives pass away. And at younger ages, like, there's been a couple friends of mine over the last few years who unfortunately have passed away due to drug use. And that's a tough one.
That's a hard one right there.
Yeah,
man.
It's when those happen, you're just like, what? Yeah. What's going on?
Well, yeah.
We're jumping the shark on life right now. This is not cool.
Yeah, man. So, you know, and, you know, I've had friends that have gotten, you know, really sick, you know, with stuff over the last little bit. So, yeah, I think it's important to celebrate life, celebrate yours, man. Like,
well, you
enjoy enjoy the people. You know, and things around you.
You were looking for some booze. You were trying to hopefully find a something,
man,
in the office, like, so we could take a shot at 9 in the morning on Sunday.
Hey, man, it's happy hour somewhere. It's 5 p.m. somewhere.
You shot down my idea of breaking out the sake in the fridge.
Yeah, we don't have to do sake, though. Like, you know, that's a different kind of drunk.
Could have brought in, like, some mimosas or something, gone, like, all brunch Sunday.
You know, honestly, I'm more of a Bloody Mary guy, if I'm being real.
Bloody Mary's, this might be a hot take, quite frankly, the most overrated alcohol drink of all time.
Oh, well, it's not something that should just be ordered, just, you know.
Well, because none of it.
All the time, like
Friday
at the bar.
Night, Bloody Mary.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, give me
I don't
Bloody
think it
Mary.
Should be ordered at all.
Not a tomato juice guy?
I mean, who is? Like, do you see
dad.
People drinking right? V8 like throughout the week?
Well, the fruit juice isn't bad, and it gives you all of your fruits and vegetables for the day.
That is the alcoholic's drink. That is someone that literally woke up the next morning after drinking or is still drunk, and they ran out of anything to make a good drink, and they're like, what do I have? I have tomato juice. Vodka, what is this, Tabasco sauce? All right, let's throw a pickled asparagus or pepperoncini in there. Some pepper. What else is in there? Some horseradish sauce. Let me put a burger on a toothpick on the end here.
Yeah, all that sounds good.
I'll eat the burger.
All that sounds good. Man.
No,
yeah,
no, it doesn't.
I'll take it all.
Again, you don't see anybody drinking tomato juice any other time during the week. And if you do, you question, like, wait, you're drinking tomato juice? Or like, yeah, I love tomato juice. I'm like, okay, weirdo. But somehow it's acceptable to drink tomato juice, vodka, Tabasco, pepperoncini, or whatever the hell they use.
All those things are great in their own, you know, on their own. Like Tabasco sauce, you don't like?
Oh,
you don't like Tabasco sauce.
I like hot sauce, Tabasco sauce. Yeah,
boom. Pickled anything, for the most part, you know, is going to be, you know, okay, especially like vegetables and stuff like that. That's another one. Horseradish, sign me up. Yeah,
Was it? Not horseradish. It's Worcester sauce?
Worcestershire?
Yeah. W sauce.
Worcestershire?
I just call it W
don't
sauce.
Don't use a little on your, you know, on your steak or on your, you know, seasoned meat. You know, all these things are good, you know, so I think they can all work together in harmony, and then you put them all together, and then you get this... You know, this kind of salty alcoholic drink? Yeah,
no,
man.
No.
Yeah, I like being Bloody Mary. Although the description that you just gave, Joe, I do feel like that was the way a red beer was invented. Basically, everything you just labeled, Worcestershire, some seasoning, tomato juice, and I've got like an ass beer in the back of the fridge. Let's throw that in tomato juice. Oh, that's yummy. Who the hell thought that was ever going to be a good thing?
No, it's trash. And
what is it?
Red beer.
Like a like red ale?
No, not like a red ale. Like you mix beer with tomato juice. Like you're making a Bloody Mary. No, exactly. Thank you. Thank you, mm-hmm. Joe Fisher. The face that you are making describes my entire thought process.
Just because he doesn't like, you said Bloody Marys, and instantly he was like, nope.
Well, see, Bloody Marys are palatable for some people. Others don't like them. I get why Joe doesn't like them. Rashad and I love them on a Sunday like today. And gosh, that's your birthday drink. I got next time your birthday is on a Sunday and I'm here, I'm just bringing you a Bloody. But this red beer thing.
I think we got another like 6 years, 5 years? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can wait.
I got some time. But that red beer thing, right out on that.
Also, Clamato. Like, why?
Why we got to use
it's tangy.
That?
Tangy.
Do you remember that like a decade ago? That
was 2024.
Like,
mm. We don't need to do Clamato.
That was like all over billboards. And yeah, Clamato, if you don't know what that is, it's literally the same. It's a red beer, but the tomato juice has clams in it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go.
So now you guys don't like clams.
What the hell are you doing mixing
love
it
a
with
good clam.
Beer?
I mean, clams are solid, but
yeah.
Clam tomato juice?
What the hell? This is like 1957. We're
That's
making
what I'm saying.
Waldorf salad for each other here.
Wait, it's 2024. We can do better. Okay. Speaking of drinks, though, so what I'll do during the commercial break, I will go back to the kitchen because there is a little cabinet. I feel like there is some sort of alcohol in there, some liquor. I will investigate. I will see what it is, Rashad. And if I feel like it's up to par, then I will bring it in and we will take a shot. But even if it's not up to par, even if it's like a crappy $15 bottle of whiskey with like a plastic screw top or something like that, I will still bring it in.
Man, I'm with it. See, you guys hate on the plastic screw tops.
Oh, no, trust me. Hey, my dad's household, it is an Old Crow household, okay? We Old Crow, that's what got me to... I shouldn't say got me to enjoy whiskey, but I had more Old Crow before I had anything good.
Oh, yeah. That's usually how it starts. I was all over Christian Brothers because my grandmother used to drink it. So that was like my first taste of alcohol. And you know what? Didn't like it.
Did you drink any mint juleps yesterday for the Kentucky Derby?
I did not have any mint juleps because those are disgusting.
I have never had a mint julep.
Yeah, they're before. Not. And there's a reason why. That again, there's certain things that are only offered at certain times. Going to have a Bloody Mary? Here, go ahead and have go ahead and have brunch with that. You know, you're going to Kentucky Derby? Sure, I'll have a mint julep. But if you're just at like, I don't know, Jackie's on a Friday night, it's like, can I have a mint julep, please? Thank you. Like, that's probably not the drink that I'm sure they probably don't even know how to make a mint julep.
Don't go to a dive bar and order a mint julep. You'll get weird.
Can I get a Harvey Wallbanger?
Well,
that's okay.
Kentucky Derby was yesterday. A lot of guys that probably sound like this.
If we take you as a client.
And there was a lot of pageantry, a lot of hats, a lot of mint juleps, a lot of horses.
Lots of colorful suits.
Yes. I don't know if... The Kentucky Derby would be fun to go to, but it's just... I don't know. That's a lot of money and a lot of time spent for, and I know there are races throughout the day, but for the 2 minutes that actually like matter to everybody, that's the one thing that always kills me about the Kentucky Derby is that the lead up to it is so immense and there's so much, like the broadcast on NBC started at like noon or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the race didn't actually happen until 4 and then it's just over. And then the horses come out, they do their thing and it's just. There you go.
Hey, there's Travis Kelce, and we're done.
Jason Worth was a former baseball player. He was a co-owner of one of the horses. I forget which one.
Oh, you mean the D-bag that pulled out his MLB player card instead of his license at a DUI stop? Yeah, Jason Worth. Really, really, really
super
primo
smart,
human being.
Depending on where you are, it might work.
He was in Arizona, nowhere near Washington, D.C., where he had been recently
Quintel
playing.
Quintel Woods tried giving his France bread card to a police officer here. Didn't work.
In his defense, he didn't initially give that. He said they said, do you have your license and registration? He said no. And I do believe the next question was, do you have anything to show who you are to identify yourself to me? Yes, I do, sir. The Franz Bread card, that is my face on it.
Joe, do you know what the Franz Bread cards are?
I do know the Franz Bread cards. Those were the Blazers cards that would show up in Franz Bread loaves,
yeah.
Correct? Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Did you guys ever take that field trip to the Franz Bread factory?
I didn't need to. My dad and I went probably once a week, like peak Blazers Franz cards, Franz Bread cards, and we would just buy loaves just to get the packages.
Yeah, man. We used to go in elementary school. We'd go once a year and, you know, take a tour around the facility and see all the fresh dough and fresh bread being made. And it's like, smells great. Like, I worked over at Benson High School. It's actually one of my schools. And when we're there, you can smell the bread being made. It's like, yeah, that's awesome.
This Jason Worth?
Yeah, people can kiss my ass!
Yeah, that one.
I love it. It's called fire. Jason. It's called passion.
But it was a great Kentucky Derby. A photo finish. There was 3 horses right there at the very end. I was curious about one horse in particular, how they were going to finish, because as they were getting the horses on the track and getting them to the post and the gates and all that. And they on NBC, they're showing each horse one by one. They're like, all right, here's this horse. Here's the jockey and trainer. Here's this one. One of the horses, Catalytic, took a huge dump right on the track, right before the race.
You got to go.
And I was like, that might be my horse right there. He is now much lighter, at least 3 to 5 pounds lighter, more aerodynamic. Turns out, I think it was a nervous poop because he finished second to last.
Yeah.
So poor Catalytic. He's not making it out alive, you know, out of Churchill Downs.
I watch the Kentucky Derby every year only because it's the first weekend of May. My birthday is usually the first weekend of May. So I usually watch it and then watch a fight later. But I don't know. It's the most, I want to call it anticlimactic, but it's like, I really spent like, well, I didn't spend
the Kentucky
time,
Derby.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. It's like, again, cover starts at 12. Race doesn't start until
it literally didn't start until 4.
You know what I'm saying? Something like that. And then it's
post
over.
Post time was 3:57.
And then it's over and like,
if we take you as a clock,
35 seconds, not even 35 seconds. Like with the warm up, everything, the pageantry, like once the race is over and the horses have crossed the finish line, it's like, okay, well, cool, man. Anybody win any money? Nope. Let's turn the channel.
Isn't there like an after party for all the people there? It's really just
I do
for
love
all
a good Kentucky
there.
Derby party, though. Yeah. I will say
I'm
that.
Sure.
So there was a Kentucky Derby event out in Newburgh, and I was trying to convince some people to go.
You didn't call me.
I did not. No. I did not think you would want to come to Newburgh.
It's racist.
And a Kentucky Derby party.
See, that's
maybe next year make it a thing.
That's why. Is it because I'm black? You didn't think I would enjoy a
hey,
Kentucky
there was,
Derby party?
There was a black trainer yesterday at the Kentucky Derby.
There was one.
There was one. Yeah. There was one guy.
The token black trainer.
They kept showing
out there.
Him. I know.
Yeah, exactly. From the Bahamas. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Those rich people were very proud.
He had a great story. I'm trying to find out where his horse finished.
Yeah.
West Saratoga, I think, was his horse's name.
No, but I'll have you know, I love both Aloha and and Kentucky Derby parties. You know, it's one of my favorite. I want to throw one every year for my birthday, but I just never end up doing it.
West Saratoga finished 12th. So it was at a Ewing Young Distillery out in Newburgh, but it was a Kentucky Derby event. And believe it or not, they had a Kentucky Derby winning horse out there. The 2005 Kentucky Derby winning horse, Giacomo.
Was it stuffed?
No, it was still very much alive.
Oh, okay.
He was still, I wasn't there. Maybe it was just
the taxidermist was there as well.
A taxidermed horse. Yeah, who knows? I was trying to figure out ways that I was like, can I get some people distracted so I can somehow get this horse's, somehow get the DNA so that way I could sire my own horse farm and then start my own Fisher Stables or something like that.
There you go.
So then I could start making some Kentucky Derby horses myself and then become rich and famous and become horse guy.
You should do it. I think you should. It's not too late.
Somehow get his specimen somehow.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, look over there.
Easy.
Yeah. Poll question for today on 1080 The Fan. Sports Sunday poll question brought to you by your mom. Thank you, Mom. Your mom specifically. What is the best battle going on right now? T-Wolves versus Nuggets? Kendrick versus Drake? Horses versus euthanasia? Or Maple Leafs versus success?
Do I still have to care about Drake?
No.
Not anymore.
Especially after what Not Kendrick anymore. Did to him.
I mean, he's really good, like, but I feel like his time has passed. Passed like 5 years ago.
Well, it's definitely passed now. I mean, after what Kendrick's been doing to him the last couple days. Dear Lord.
Still
so
making
again,
that money.
What is the best battle going on right now? T-Wolves versus Nuggets, Kendrick versus Drake, Kentucky Derby horses versus euthanasia, Maple Leafs versus success.
Do they
Maple
really
Leafs
just,
versus success.
Do they really just off them after the race?
I mean, not all of them, but I think like last year between...
Sorry, you came in third. You're a loser.
Sorry, Buttercup.
You gotta put this screw in your head, man.
I think between March, I was reading an article yesterday because that's what I was like, didn't they kill a bunch of these horses last year? And it was between March and May, like the 2 months leading up to the race, horses that were in like training rounds or in races that day, there was like 13 of them that they had to put down because of, you know, a bum knee, bum ankle or something like that. But yeah,
you're racing to live.
13 horses last year.
That sucks.
So that's what I'm saying, is that the horses, not only are they battling out there to get a W, but they're fighting for their lives. I mean, I'm sure Catalytic, the one that pooped on the track, he is shaking in his hooves right now.
That sucks, man. Like, I mean, just in the name of sport, right? Like, there's nothing really wrong with these horses.
And they get made into glue or IKEA meatballs or something.
That's, you know, that's insane.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but man, they won me some money.
I mean, if we take you as a client.
There's a lot of guys that sounded like that out there.
Yeah. Yeah, there were. That's their thing. It's called the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
You know, it's not called like the, you know, Western Wyoming Derby or, you know, the New York Derby. That doesn't sound as cool, but yeah.
When I woke up ready.
A lot of guys that sounded like that too. Xavier Leggett. All right, we're up against it. We got sports stuff to get to. We got basketball. Go figure.
Okay.
Because there's basketball going on. I have a few questions to pose to you out there. But first, I want to get to this. It's not a matter of if, but when. We get to that next here. Sports Sunday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. 1080 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, you can watch us on YouTube, which I had to go and check. It was dark.
Yeah, it's super dark.
I don't know.
The camera looks like that all the time, though. Like, it's kind of weird.
My God. All right, should be able to see our beautiful faces now on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. Someone asked me, you really be talking about sneaking a horse? No, I'm just saying that, you know, somehow, some way, maybe I pay someone to do that. I don't want to do the dirty work. Listen, they're doing that all the time with horses, okay, on those farms.
Yuck.
That is how you sire a horse, okay? Don't blame me. Blame the process, okay?
I know it's legal, I guess, for animals. It's funny that, like, it's only legal in some states for humans to do this. But, hey, because we love this competition, to get the breeding, you know, happening here for millions of dollars, we're going to allow that process to happen. We can pay you for some hooking up.
Yeah. Exactly. That is the industry, all right? Listen, it would probably be highly illegal for me to steal it from Giacomo over in there in Newburgh, but, you know, sacrifices have to be made. I'm trying to become horse guy.
I mean, whatever you got to do to get to that bag, I guess, you know.
I think that'd be a drastic measure there. How did Joe get arrested? Oh, you didn't hear?
He really needed that specimen, man.
He really wanted to
find a horse to sire.
He really wanted to be a Kentucky Derby horse owner. By the way, I did find some whiskey in the cabinets back in the kitchen. What is that again? What's the label on that, Rashad? Can you tell me?
It's called Old Overholt. Straight rye whiskey.
Four years aged, by the way. Hey, a 10-year of Old Overholt's going for $109.99. That is not a 10-year, though. That's a 4-year.
Yeah, it's a 10-year, baby.
Unfortunately, the Old Overholt 4-year rye is only going for $25.
Oh, no. It's still a nice bottle. Like, Maker's is $25.
Yeah.
No, Maker's is like 30. No, I mean, Maker's costs more than this.
All of a sudden, though, like, Maker's has been right around 25. You know, Jack Daniels is definitely 25. So,
yeah,
that's not too bad.
All right. Well,
we'll get to it. I'm okay with it.
You don't seem okay with it.
I am. Totally.
I went back there and I found it. And now you're having some reservations. You didn't think there was something back there. I can tell.
You know what? It's an office building, like I said. So it was almost for certain that one of these degenerates had something in their desk or in their office. And by God, I was right.
I know Cooley's got something in the back in his office that is unopened, a bottle of something. So
there was actually
Cooley won't mind. Just go ahead and go get that.
A bottle or two, actually.
There was a bottle of Pendleton whiskey I'd stashed at my old place of employment. Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm gonna take this home, and I rode the max, and I didn't want to carry it that day, and like figured my wife would get me and I'll take it home that day or something when she does. Half of it was gone. Guy that took it got fired because he was apparently drinking on the job for a couple of weeks, just going to find this little bottle and take a couple sips every day.
Unless you're not working machinery, I mean, I don't see the problem exactly.
I guess phone screener software doesn't count.
All right. You guys, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. When is Anthony Edwards going to win an MVP? When is he going to win an NBA Finals? Because last night was game one between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves have already stolen home court advantage away from the Nuggets after a 43-point performance from Anthony Edwards. And I'm surprised I've said Anthony Edwards correctly twice now, because as I was writing the show prep, I put down Anthony Bennett twice. I swear to God.
I don't know what it is about you and Anthony Bennett.
There's something. Yeah, maybe I wanted Anthony Bennett to be really, really good, and I just can't get him out of my head. But Anthony Edwards, man, he is unreal, not just from a basketball standpoint, but from a mindset, his mentality. When I listen to him talk and how he acts on the court, like, he has something that a lot of players in the league don't have. That dog, that killer mentality, that I don't want to be your friend. I don't care if we're friends off the court. We aren't friends on the court. The way that he was going at KD in that last series, jawing at him, yelling at him, calling him an old man. And then if you hear him in the post game, I think it was after game five or six, excuse me, because they actually swept the Nuggets, so it would have been like game three or four, that he said, I want to kill everything in front of me. Like, this guy has that mentality locked in to where, again, I don't think it's a matter of if it's going to ever happen. It's just a matter of when. And right now with the Timberwolves already with a 1-0 lead, maybe that time is this year. But if it's not, it's going to happen.
I think I said last week that the Timberwolves, the Nuggets should be nervous, because the Timberwolves look like the most complete team in the playoffs. They've got everything. They can shoot. They can rebound. They can defend. They've got a deep bench. They've got a superstar that is not afraid of the moment and not afraid to take the big shot. And on top of that, he's a leader. If you haven't seen any of like the behind the scenes stuff for Anthony Edwards, and watch how he talks to his team and watch how he encourages them and watch how he keeps them light and loose. Kobe didn't have that at 22. Like, LeBron was, you know, he had it, but he was still really working on that at 22. Anthony Edwards is telling people where to go, encouraging people to shoot. I'm sure we all saw the press conference when he told, when he was telling, talk, he and Kat were up there, and he's like, man, he was just, you know, told him stop fouling. And Kat was like, I'm just, you know, I tried to do this, trying to play defense. And he said, hey, man, stop effing fouling. Like, I mean, like, I don't care what you're talking about. So that's leadership that you don't just, that's number one overall pick leadership. And right now, Anthony Edwards has put Kat in this position to where he doesn't have to be the primary scorer. And now he can play a more number two role, which I think he's more comfortable with. Like, I think this team is primed for a championship. And what does that do for Anthony Edwards if he even gets close this year? I still think Boston is probably the best team in the league. Like, and Boston's been together for the longest time. They added a Drew Holiday. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of reason to believe Boston is the team to beat. You know,
well, we can get to them at any point. It's just there is this weird trust factor with Boston where regardless of what they do, there's something about them until you see them actually do it and finish this off and win a championship that you'll be convinced. Because, I mean, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, it feels like these guys have been around for 4 or 5 years now, been in the conversation. And then they have like the one game against Miami, mind you. Now the rest, they were just blowing them out. But you wonder, and we'll get to their next round opponent here in a little bit, but you wonder if the way that the Timberwolves are playing right now with the confidence level and how Anthony Edwards is playing and how Karl Anthony Towns is playing and the defense that this team is playing as well. It makes you wonder, is this one of those lightning in a bottle moments, momentum, playing good at the right time, and that this could end up leading to the Timberwolves being the champion this year?
I mean, you,
which is crazy
again,
to think about.
You've got all the right stuff in place to be able to do that. Chris Finch is a great head coach. That's number one. He got his MCL or blown out during the game.
Meniscus,
and still is able to coach a good team.
Still
to,
dropped
to a
20.
Big win. And it should be noted, like, Denver started every game with the Lakers in a deficit. They started every game down. They could do that against the Lakers because at the end of the day, the Lakers didn't have the firepower that Denver has. They can't get down by 15 to Minnesota in the first quarter. They can't get down to them 12 and expect Minnesota to just kind of crumble because they play different than the Lakers. They have there's a good chance, and I'm knocking on wood here, some type of wood, but there's a good chance this series isn't as close as we think it'll be. Like, I do think Denver's going to respond and come back and everything. You know, I think they put a lot of energy and effort into winning those games against the Lakers. I do think they're going to respond. However, I think it's a good chance this is a 4-2 series, Minnesota. Like, I don't know if there's a better player in the playoffs right now that's not named Jokic than Anthony Edwards. Or Jalen Brunson. I'll take that back. You know, Jalen Brunson is actually a man-child. But, hey, I mean, why not Minnesota right now? You know, we didn't see when the Warriors won the first time, we didn't see that coming. Nobody saw that coming. The Warriors were bounced in the second round the year before they won the championship. And then it was just a decade of dominance for the most part. So why not Minnesota this year?
Yeah, it's very impressive, especially that second half. I want to say they went like 27 of 38 in the second half or something like that, shooting.
Their supporting cast really has. I mean, Ant, the 43 points, and then Kat, obviously, as he pointed out last series, Ant did that. The really, in the third quarter, if he's on the floor, they just can't guard him. They can't be beat. But with that, Naz Reid, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, could have kept in Portland. I digress. Like, they have so many holes that have been filled by role players on their roster now. They're like the team that we were hoping LA could be. We were hoping Phoenix could be. So, yeah, why not them?
I mean, Jaden McDaniels didn't have a great game yesterday, but he has been fantastic to start the playoffs and has been a great player for them. So, I mean, you had an off game from him, 0-for-7 from the field. Now, granted, you know, where Anthony Edwards goes, where Kat goes, this team goes. So having him go 0-for-7, but you got 0-for-7 for him. Nikhil Alexander 2-for-6 as well. So you get a little bit better performance out of your bench players, then we'll see what happens in the series. But the Timberwolves with a surprising, stunning win to start this series, and they have the 1-0 series lead. Game 2 will be on tomorrow on TNT. The time, I don't think, what is it? It would probably be like 7 o'clock on TNT. We do have one other playoff game in the first round here today. We want to get to that in a bit. But I do want to pose you guys a question, and you can think about this in the commercial break. And I want to pose it to the listeners as well. You can text in 503-864-6326 to the Vancouver Ford text line. If you were given the choice, I will give you either the entire Oklahoma City Thunder roster now and who they have, and that's who you can roll with into the future with, or I will just give you Anthony Bennett and figure out the rest later. Who would you rather take? Would you
rather have Anthony Edwards?
It happens. Damn it!
I thought you were joking at first. I'm like, Anthony Bennett,
dude,
really?
I swear to God, this is going to drive me nuts. Anthony Edwards.
I'll take Bennett.
For the love of God. Anthony Edwards, and then figure out the rest later, or Oklahoma City Thunder's roster as constructed. Who would you rather go into the future with? And we'll do that next here on Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. All right, I posed a question to you failers before we went to commercial break. You can either have Oklahoma City Thunder's roster as constructed right now, and you get to rock with them for the next, 5 years or whatever, 5-10 years. Or you just get Anthony Edwards and have to figure out the rest later. Who are you taking out of those two?
That's a tough one.
Would you rather have
I think
the dude or the team?
I think leaders like Anthony Edwards don't come around every year. You're lucky if you get somebody that can come out and be, a leader. Like, Steph is a leader, but Draymond's the more vocal leader on that team.
To think that people thought he didn't even care about basketball coming into the draft.
Because he was so good at other sports.
Because he said, I'd rather would have played football, but whatever.
Like, wasn't that a worry for Bo Jackson's people? Or for people that were talking, about, like,
Does he love the game?
Not sure if he loves baseball. He still loves football so much. Like, who knows where Bo is going to be? Like, I don't think that's a bad thing to have an athlete that's like, you got Russell Wilson is like, man, I don't know. He's still thinking about baseball. Like, he still won you a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think that's an important thing to remember. So, Anthony Edwards was a stud football player, was a stud baseball player, at least what he says. And I believe him. Like, you heard Chris Finch talk about the fact that he has this confidence that nobody else has. Like, it's almost... it's not arrogance or anything, but he's so sure of himself and it's not fake. And like, a lot of people have a lot of fake confidence.
And that's the thing. It's like, you look at quotes from like D'Angelo Russell in the playoffs, like, oh, I was made for these moments. I'll bounce back. And then he has like one good game and then absolutely S's the bed the next game. And it's like when he says something, Anthony Edwards, you believe him. Like, he has that, like you said, confidence where it's not like, yeah, okay, bud, sure. It's like, okay, we've been seeing it now for the last few weeks, obviously this season, but especially in the playoffs. Like, that dude backs up what he's saying, and he does it emphatically.
Yeah.
We were talking about that dunk he had in game 4. I mean, like, my God, what an exclamation point on that series. You're already up 3-0. You came back in game 4 a little bit and took the lead on Phoenix. And then to finish out that game and take the 2-possession lead with the dunk that you did, you're just like, dude, show me the way.
And,
like,
and KD just happened to be standing under the rim. Like, that was that series, this playoffs has been a total like passing of the guard kind of moment, you know. But for Anthony Edwards to do that to Kevin Durant, who's somebody that he's been very vocal about being his favorite player growing up, like, it had to officially tell him, like, oh, yeah, I'm that dude. And then he acknowledged the other day that I guess I am like 84, 85 Jordan. Like, like, okay, I'll take 85 Jordan. What if 85 Jordan won? What if he won at that point? What would Michael Jordan's legacy have been? Exactly. Kobe won at 22 because Kobe had Shaquille O'Neal. Let's just be real. I'm the biggest Kobe Bryant honk in the world. But he had Shaq. Cat is not Shaq. Gobert and
well, Chris Finch is Phil Jackson. We know that.
Well, I mean, he might be close because the way he's coaching this team, again. So I think I would take Anthony Edwards. You know, I love SGA. You know, I love what I think Chet is going to be a beast, you know, in this league. But, yo, you don't find leaders like Anthony Edwards.
Hey, as long as you get that pro what he wants and what that pro needs, all right?
Yeah, what a pro wants, what a pro needs.
A lot of money. A lot of sex.
AT&T endorsements.
Yeah, and I saw Peyton Pritchard's nice high story little penthouse. So give each of your players one of those. Even the mid to like the low salary guys. Like they'll all make each other champions. I don't know.
Jordan, before I go to the Vancouver Four text line, what would you rather take? The Oklahoma City Thunder roster as constructed, or just give you Anthony Edwards and then figure out the rest later?
That's a tough one. Oklahoma City's roster is all right. I hate Josh Giddey's face, so he's not a bad player. It's just the drama that a 21-year-old would, like, dude, like, check who you're sleeping with. Like, come on, don't bring that crap to my
team. Ask for an ID, always.
Well, and it's not even that. It's like, I get it, he's 21, but anyways, it's just there's some things in the locker room there, but the coach, Mark Daigneault's awesome as well. You're not asking about the coach, but, like, Chris Finch and Anthony Edwards or Daigneault and the OKC Thunder. No, I'll take Ant. Because if you build, then you're going to get six championships around him. Like, not for sure, but if we're saying he's a young Michael Jordan, then, well, let's put the pieces around him. Let's get a nice backup center behind Carl Anthony Towns to keep grabbing rebounds. Keep another veteran point guard after Mike Conley retires with him. And what will happen? Multiple championships, at least. That's what we've seen. So I'm going to pick that one.
Text line, Vancouver Ford text line. Someone from the 360 says, it's got to be Ant Edwards. That's the kind of guy that will draw good players to him in the future. Actually, they're not going to be, he's not going to be drawing any players. We have to actually start the conversation now. Will he go to LA? Will he go to Miami? Will he go to New York, right? Now that we know that he's a star, we have to start that conversation, right? What big market does he need to go to, because Minnesota clearly isn't good enough for him, right?
Yeah, got to put him on the Lakers.
That's usually the way it goes. Hey, man, I wouldn't be surprised.
We're only a couple weeks away from the offseason, and those conversations will start, okay? Does Minnesota have what it takes for Anthony Edwards to be able to become a champion? I don't know.
It's like the media would want to put Minnesota's roster on the Lakers.
Listen, Malika, I don't think they do. He needs to go to L.A. immediately.
Why?
That's a very good perk.
It's like, besides D'Angelo Russell and Torian Prince, who else do they have to score buckets for you in Los Angeles? Oh, well, they could build around him. They could make the right move. No, they won't. They won't make
Malika.
The right
moves. He sounds congested at all times. Like, blow your nose, brother. Come on. Drink a glass of water. Get some Mucinex in you. Another text. SGA is better than Anthony Edwards. You go OKC without question.
I mean, listen, the best record in the league, like, you know, it's hard to say.
In the West.
In the West, excuse me. The best record in the West, which is a dogfight, you know, to be the best record in the West. Dallas was a 6 seed?
No, Dallas was the 5 seed.
5 seed, yeah. Exactly. Dallas is a 5 seed, you know, so the West is just a huge dogfight. And SGA, his maturity, the way he plays, like, that's awesome. But, man, Anthony Edwards is what you dream of, because he's marketable. Like, you can put him out there and it's like, okay, you're going to be the leader of this team, but also you're going to be the face of the league. Like, that's a different tag. Like, to be the face of a franchise is one thing. To be one of the faces of the league, that's something totally different.
You know, Kermit Wiltz.
You're throwing a name out there, brother.
That's his name in Hustle.
Oh, that's right.
He was in a movie
that's
already.
That's right.
He was the villain in the movie, basically.
And was great.
He was good.
I do think this surge in the postseason with Anthony Edwards now guarantees that Anfernee Simons has to come up with another nickname. There cannot be two Ants in this league anymore.
Well, trust me, I don't think anybody, if you say Ant, and anybody's going to be like, oh, you mean Anfernee Simons?
No, I mean our Laser local broadcasters. Are. They can't call him Ant anymore. They have to come up with something else.
You're saying that Ant for Anfernee Simons.
If I hear Ant on a Blazers broadcast this year, I will peel my eyes off.
Well, it doesn't even like make sense, quite frankly.
No, it does, because he's Anfernee. Yeah. Ant. What are we doing?
Unless there is some other story or background on why he is called Ant, other than it sounds like Anthony and his name is Anfernee, like that, we got to do better.
Well, how about we just call him by his name? Our penchant for nicknames
is
stupid.
How about we just start calling him Amph?
Well, just every time Mariners broadcasters, as soon
and
as they
emphasize
signed,
the F, amph.
They signed Teoscar Hernandez last year. They immediately called him Teo. Like, just call him by his damn name, guys. Like, this is ridiculous.
Another text message, real quick, before we go. Be very nervous about Edwards' character concerns. Hey, that is a good point. There was some unfavorable Instagram posts over the last couple of years where he is had basically like there was a group of, I think, like a group of gay guys, like walking down the street, and he used a not so endearing term for them as he was walking by. Like one of those, like, dude, why did you have to post that? Like, was that really necessary? A, why did you have to say that? And B, what were you thinking putting that on your Instagram story? And then he did it again. I want to say he posted something else where he said something about the LGBTQ community. So again, he's got. It's a valid point. Like, does he say do something stupid in the future? Hopefully you would think that him stepping in it early in his career like that, that he got someone in the front office, someone in his camp, PR team to be like, dude, just think, please just be smart. Like you, especially now with all these eyes on you and you starting to become a household name,
of course,
is that you have to be extremely smart about your image and how you're perceived because, yeah, posting, you're not in high school. You're not an unknown name in college anymore. Like, people know who you are and you're going to get called out about this stuff. And if you do even something worse, then it's not going to go well for you. There goes your marketing dollars.
Yeah.
We got a couple more texts. We'll read those when we come back. Also, the Game 7 that nobody cared about. Next, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, we got a couple more texts here about this. Would you rather have Oklahoma City Thunder's roster? Or just give me Anthony Edwards and figure out the rest later. Someone texting, Ant is a dog too, and not the good kind. Yeah, there was a story that came out at the end of 2023 about a IG model apparently getting pregnant and then him offering her to like a six-figure sum to take care of it, which...
Did she take it?
I don't know. I don't
Damn,
know.
We never got that update, did we?
No, it doesn't
Terrible
look like
reporting.
It. Yeah. But
come on, like that doesn't happen off the record. We just don't hear about it like every other day in
yeah,
the world
literally
of sports. Come on, y'all.
The only thing I'm seeing is just the story that went out on multiple news outlets the day of talking about it, $100,000 abortion scandal. But I'm not seeing any follow-ups. Like,
what idiots? Like, come on, somebody in that newsroom has to be like, a week later, reattach a story to that. I don't know.
I would say the idiot in that is probably Anthony Edwards. You know, wrap it up, brother, and you know, use everything that you.
I don't think these dudes do that anymore.
They probably. I mean, he clearly didn't.
I don't think. I mean, for as rich and famous as some of these guys are, I don't think rubbers. Really go with, you know, being a professional athlete anymore. Like, if you look at some of these dudes that are having babies with, I mean, let's see, who is it? Jalen Green got this lady named Drea pregnant. I call her a lady because she's like my age, you know, somewhere like that. Jalen Green's 22. I think she has a son that's right around the same age as Jalen Green. Yet and still, she's having this baby. Like, these dudes are just out here going raw dog. It's weird, but I mean,
isn't that like exactly
a lot of jacking right now?
Yeah,
a lot of jacking.
The opposite of what we've heard, like these rookie symposiums that every league puts on for their players coming in, you know, like not just the dangers of, you know, like, hey, wrap it up, but here's how to, you know, here's who to associate with, here are some reputable companies to invest your money in, you know, here's how to talk to the media,
how to use a contraceptive.
Yeah exactly. So I am shocked.
Contraceptive,
is that the right word?
No, it is. I'm sure that's what they're saying. Like, what's a
I was the way that you said that, I was like, wait, now I'm
contraceptive?
Only I'm only 99% sure that I got that right. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
I mean, and it was like...
Don't gaslight me over here.
It was all over the internet that we were speaking to Anthony Simons in the last segment, that he had a baby, or somebody he was with had a baby.
Did I just teach you a word?
Oh no, I'm saying is that's what the rookies or whomever
that
saying,
was their like, reaction. They learned a new word.
What's a concentration? So it's a what is it?
Contraceptive. No. Contraceptive, Anthony.
Oh. What are those?
Is that a math class? What is it? I don't know.
Yeah, the things that they've talked about in the years past that I've heard. I don't really want to go too deep into it, but there's reason to protect yourself as a professional athlete, and it's kind of weird that all of a sudden now, with the money we've got in 2024, that just doesn't matter.
Rashad, the way that you said that and looked at me, I was just like, wait, what? Like, did I say that wrong, or no, did you not know what that is?
It's like, funny that you had to double guess yourself, second guess. Like, wait a minute, did I say that
I had
wrong?
To Google that right away. I'm like, am I saying, no, is
you
that
said,
not
you said
right?
It right? I'm saying like that's because number one, I'm almost for certain that a lot of younger kids don't know what contraceptive means.
No, I'm sure there's some slang word that we don't know. A contry or something like that.
You know, so, I mean, everything else, rubbers,
condoms.
Oh,
you're talking about a contry. Yeah, we know what those are.
Yeah, no, they don't. I can almost guarantee it.
Also on the text line, SGA averages more points, more rebounds, more assists, more steals, and doesn't have the off-court issues. What are you guys even talking about? Very true. SGA, finalist for MVP this year.
I get it. Like I said, nobody's saying SGA isn't cold. Like, no, nobody's saying that. You know, SGA is, he's great. You know, he's the best point guard in the league, you know, at the
moment. I just think the way that Anthony Edwards is made up on the court, physically, his game, what he can do, he can damn near do anything. He can shoot a three. He can drive and just dunk on you and embarrass you in front of everybody. And then the way that his mentality, that's the thing. He has that dog in him. He has that mental makeup. I mean, Charles was saying this on the NBA on TNT the other night. Like, that dude has that edge to him where it's the F you mentality.
Absolutely.
There's way too many homies. Yeah, dude. It's like the homies. NBA nowadays kills me because I just feel like there's only so many guys that have that mentality. And there's only so many guys with that skill level that have that mentality. And when you have someone like that on your team who is able to talk the talk, back it up, and then bring the team along and tell them, follow me, I'll take us there. And like, it's just very rare to find in the NBA, especially as being the number one overall pick. You're backing it up now. Like, yeah, SGA, fantastic season. How many more years in the league has he been in the NBA compared to Anthony Bennett? This is Anthony Bennett's third?
Edwards. You're close, though. You're close, though. You're getting better about it. You're getting better about it. You really like Anthony Bennett. Go Rebels,
I'm going to go get an interview for you with Anthony Bennett. We're going to do like a mystery guest. He's going to be like, hey, it's Anthony Bennett.
I swear to God. Ant. I'm just going Ant now. All right.
Go Rebs. Yeah.
Anyways, for the love of God, Ant, he is in his, what, third year? Right? Yeah, because he drafted 2020.
Yes, this is third season.
SGA, he was drafted, what, 2017, 2018, I want to believe. He's got a couple years on him. 2018 draft, so he's got 2 years on him. I just think that Anthony Edwards, how he's built, is just different.
And I honestly think
on the court and then between the ears,
Shea has really, really benefited from having some great talent around him, also some great coaching around him too. But you know, you throw in somebody like Chet this year, who surprised, I think, a lot of us, you know, coming out, because this is supposed to be his second year and he had the injury. So he really came out and played well, you know, in his rookie year. You look like Jalen Ivey, you know, you got people on that team. It's like, yo, these dudes are dogs, you know, and Shea is more of the, you know, kind of the silent assassin who's just out there doing stuff. Ant is a little, he's more boisterous, obviously. He's more, I get, what's the word I'm looking for? He's more aesthetically pleasing when you watch him play. Like, obviously people love a lot of assists and stuff like that, and guys can get triple doubles, which is what Shea is going to be, a monster in this league as far as averaging a triple double or getting close to it. There's just something special about Anthony Edwards, though. Like, and you look at it and you can see in the way that he plays, in the way that he moves, in the ways that he's respond. He's nothing is ever really too serious, which could be a good or bad thing. You know, we're not sure yet. He's still got some time left in the league. But I just see a guy that's ready for the moment. Not to say Shea isn't, But when you look at Ant, and especially the job they did in game one against Denver, you go, oh, yeah, he's ready. They're ready.
All right.
Hour number two coming up. Also, just wanted to give you an Anthony Bennett update. Apparently, on August 1st, 2023, he joined the Goyang Sono Sky Gunners of the Korean Basketball League.
That's tight.
2 weeks later, he left the team. An overseas agent reported that Bennett has left Goyang Sono. He left Korea on the 15th and is currently staying in Taiwan, which is the league where Bennett played last.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, I posed a question to you failers before we went to commercial break. You can either have Oklahoma City Thunder's roster as constructed right now and you get to rock with them for the next, you know, 5 years or whatever, 5-10 years. Or you just get Anthony Edwards and have to figure out the rest later. Who are you taking out of those two?
That's a tough one.
Would you rather have
I think
the dude or the team?
I think leaders like Anthony Edwards don't come around every year. You're lucky if you get somebody that can come out and be, you know, a leader. Like, Steph is a leader, but Draymond's the more vocal leader on that team.
To think that people thought he didn't even care about basketball coming into the draft.
Because he was so good at other sports.
Because he said, I'd rather would have played football, but whatever.
Like, wasn't that a worry for Bo Jackson's people? Or for people that were talking, you know, about, like,
does he love the game?
Not sure if he loves baseball. He still loves football so much. Like, who knows where Bo is going to be? Like, I don't think that's a bad thing to have an athlete that's like, you got Russell Wilson is like, man, I don't know. He's still thinking about baseball. Like, he still won you a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think that's an important thing to remember. So, Anthony Edwards was a stud football player, was a stud baseball player, at least what he says. And I believe him. Like, you heard Chris Finch talk about the fact that he has this confidence that nobody else has. Like, it's almost – it's not arrogance or anything, but well, he's so sure of himself in every, and it's not fake. And like a lot of people have a lot of fake confidence.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, you look at quotes from like D'Angelo Russell in the playoffs, like, you know, oh, I was made for these moments. I'll bounce back. And then he has like one good game and then absolutely S's the bed the next game. And it's like when he says something, Anthony Edwards, you believe him. Like, he has that, like you said, confidence where it's not like, yeah, okay, bud, sure. It's like, okay, we've been seeing it now for the last few weeks, obviously this season, but especially in the playoffs, like, that dude backs up what he's saying, and he does it emphatically.
Yeah.
We were talking about that dunk he had in game four. I mean, like, my God, what an exclamation point on that series. You're already up 3-0. You came back in game four a little bit and took the lead on Phoenix. And then to finish out that game and take the 2-possession lead with the dunk that you did, you're just like, dude, show me the way.
And, like, and we'll, KD we'll just happened up. To be standing under the rim. Like, that was that series, this playoffs has been a total, like, passing of the guard kind of,
oh, yeah. That's,
kind of moment, you yeah. know. But for Anthony Edwards to do that to Kevin Durant, who's somebody that he's been very vocal about being his favorite player growing up, like, it had to officially tell him, like, oh, yeah, I'm that dude. And then he acknowledged the other day that I guess I am like 84, 85 Jordan. Like, you know, like, okay, I'll take 85 Jordan. What if 85 Jordan won? What if he won at that point? What would Michael Jordan's that legacy young. Have been? Exactly. Kobe won at 22 because Kobe had Shaquille O'Neal. Let's just be right. I'm the biggest Kobe Bryant honk in the world. But he had Shaq. Cat is not Shaq. Gobert and
well, Chris Kat Finch together. Is Phil Jackson. We know that.
Well, I mean, he might be close because the way he's coaching this team, again. So I think I would take Anthony Edwards. You know, I love SGA. You know, I love. I think Chet is going to be a beast in this yeah. league. But yo, you don't find leaders like Anthony Edwards.
Hey, as long as you get that pro what he wants and what that pro needs. All right.
Yeah, what a pro wants, what a pro needs.
A lot of money. A lot of sex.
AT&T endorsements.
Yeah. And I saw Peyton Pritchard's nice high story little penthouse. So give each of your players one of those, even the mid to like the low salary guys. Like, they'll all make each other champions. I don't know.
Jordan, before I go to the Vancouver 4 text line, what would you rather take? The Oklahoma City Thunder roster as constructed, or just give you Anthony Edwards and then figure out the rest later?
That's a tough one. Oklahoma City's roster is all right. I hate Josh Giddey's face, so he's not a bad player. It's just the drama that a 21-year-old would, like, dude, like, check who you're sleeping with. Like, come on, don't bring that crap to my
Ask
team.
For an ID, always.
Well, and it's not even that. It's like, I get it, he's 21, but anyways, it's just there's some things in the locker room there, but the coach, Mark Dagenault's awesome as well. You're not asking about the coach, but, like, Chris Finch and Anthony Edwards or Dagenault and the OKC Thunder. No, I'll take Ant. Because if you build, then you're going to get 6 championships around him. Like, not for sure, but if we're saying he's a young Michael Jordan, then, well, let's put the pieces around him. Let's get a nice backup center behind Carl Anthony Towns to keep grabbing rebounds. Keep another veteran point guard after Mike Conley retires with him. And what will happen? Multiple championships, at least. That's what we've seen. So I'm going to pick that one.
Text line, Vancouver Ford text line. Someone from the 360 says, it's got to be Ant Edwards. That's the kind of guy that will draw good players to him in the future. Actually, they're not going to be, he's not going to be drawing any players. We have to actually start the conversation now. Will he go to LA? Will he go to Miami? Will he go to New York, right? Now that we know that he's a star, we have to start that conversation, right? What big market does he need to go to, because Minnesota clearly isn't good enough for him, right?
Yeah, got to put him on the Lakers.
That's usually the way it goes. Hey, man, I wouldn't be surprised.
We're only a couple weeks away from the offseason, and those conversations will start, okay? Does Minnesota have what it takes for Anthony Edwards to be able to become a champion? I don't know.
It's like the media would want to put Minnesota's roster on the Lakers.
Listen, Malika, I don't think they do. He needs to go to L.A. immediately.
Why?
That's a very good perk.
It's like, besides D'Angelo Russell and Taurean Prince, who else do they have to score buckets for you in Los Angeles? Oh, well, they could build around him. They could make the right move. No, they won't. They won't make
Malika.
The right
moves.
He sounds congested at all times. Like, blow your nose, brother. Come on. Drink a glass of water. Get some Mucinex in you. Another text. SGA is better than Anthony Edwards. You go OKC without question.
I mean, listen. the best record in the league, like, you know, that's, it's hard to say.
In the West.
In the West, excuse me. The best record in the West, which is a dogfight, you know, to be the best record in the West. Dallas was a 6 seed?
No, Dallas was the 5 seed.
5 seed, yeah. Exactly. Dallas is a 5 seed, you know, so the West is just a huge dogfight. And SGA, his maturity, the way he plays, like, that's awesome. But, man, Anthony Edwards is what you dream of because he's marketable. Like, you can put him out there and it's like, okay, you're going to be the leader of this team, but also you're going to be the face of the league. Like, that's a different tag. Like, to be the face of a franchise is one thing. To be one of the faces of the league, that's something totally different.
You know, Kermit Wiltz.
You're throwing a name out there, brother.
That's his name in Hustle.
Oh, that's right.
He was in a movie
that's
already.
That's right.
He's the villain in the movie, basically.
And was great.
He was good.
I do think this surge in the postseason with Anthony Edwards now guarantees that Anfernee Simons has to come up with another nickname. There cannot be two Ants in this league anymore.
Well, trust me, I don't think anybody, if you say Ant and anybody's going to be like, oh, you mean Anfernee Simons?
No, I mean our Laser local broadcasters. Are. They can't call him Ant anymore. They have to come up with something else.
You're saying that Ant for Anfernee Simons.
If I hear Ant on a Blazers broadcast this year, I will peel my eyes off.
Well, it doesn't even like make sense, quite frankly.
No, it does, because he's Anfernee. Yeah. Ant. What are we doing?
Unless there is some other story or background on why he is called Ant, other than it sounds like Anthony and his name is Anthony, like that, we got to do better.
Well, how about we just call him by his name? Our penchant for nicknames
how about
is Amph? Stupid.
How about we just start calling him Amph?
Well, just every time Mariners broadcasters, as soon
and
as
emphasize
they
emphasize the F, Amph.
They signed Teoscar Hernandez last year. They immediately called him Tail. Like, just call him by his damn name, guys. Like, this ridiculous.
Another text message real quick before we go. Be very nervous about Edwards' character concerns. Hey, that is a good point. There was some unfavorable Instagram posts over the last couple years where he is basically, like, there was a group of, I think, like, a group of gay guys, like, walking down the street, and he used a not-so-endearing term for them as he was walking by. Like, one of those, like, dude, why did you have to post that? Like, was that really necessary? A, why did you have to say that? And B, what were you thinking putting that on your Instagram story? And then he did it again, I want to say. He posted something else where he said something about the LGBTQ community. So, again, he's got... It's a valid point. Like, does he say do something stupid in the future? Hopefully, you would think that him stepping in it early in his career like that, that he got someone in the front office, someone in his camp, PR team to be like, dude, just think, please, just be smart. Like, you, especially now with all these eyes on you and you starting to become a household name,
of course,
is that you have to be extremely smart about your image and how you're perceived because, yeah, posting, you're not in high school, you're not an unknown name in college anymore. Like, people know who you are and you're going to get called out about this stuff. And if you do even something worse, then it's not going to go well for you. There goes your marketing dollars.
Yeah.
We got a couple more texts. We'll read those when we come back. Also, the Game 7 that nobody cared about. Next, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, we got a couple more texts here about this. Would you rather have Oklahoma City Thunder's roster or just give me Anthony Edwards and figure out the rest later? Someone texting, Ant is a dog, too, and not the good kind. Yeah, there was a story that came out at the end of 2023 about a IG model apparently getting pregnant and then him offering her to like a six-figure sum to take care of it. Which
did she take it?
I don't know. I don't
know. We never got that update, did we?
No, it doesn't
terrible
look like
reporting.
It. Yeah, yeah. But
come on, like, that doesn't happen off the record. We just don't hear about it like every other day in
the
world
literally
of sports. Come on, y'all.
The only thing I'm seeing is just the story that went out on multiple news outlets the day of talking about it, $100,000 abortion scandal. But I'm not seeing any follow-ups. Like,
what idiots? Like, come on. Somebody in that newsroom has to be like, a week later, reattach a story to that. I don't know.
I would say the idiot in that is probably Anthony Edwards. You know, wrap it up, brother. And, you know, use everything that you...
I don't think these dudes do that anymore.
They probably... I mean, he clearly didn't.
I don't think... I mean, for as rich and famous as some of these guys are, I don't think rubbers... really go with, you know, being a professional athlete anymore. Like, if you look at some of these dudes that are having babies with, I mean, let's see, who is it? Jalen Green got this lady named Drea pregnant. I call her a lady because she's like my age, you know, somewhere like that. Jalen Green's 22. I think she has a son that's right around the same age as Jalen Green. Yet and still, she's having this baby. Like, these dudes are just out here going raw dog. It's weird, but I mean,
isn't that like exactly
a lot of jacking right now?
Yeah,
a lot of jacking,
the opposite of what we've heard, like these rookie symposiums that every league puts on for their players coming in, you know, like not just the dangers of, you know, like, hey, wrap it up, but here's how to, you know, here's who to associate with, here are some reputable companies to invest your money in, you know, here's how to talk to the media,
here's how to use a contraceptive.
Yeah exactly. So I am shocked.
Contraceptive,
is that the right word?
No, it is. I'm sure that's what they're saying. Like, what's a...
I was... The way that you said that, I was like, wait, now I'm
contraceptive?
Only...
Contraceptive?
I'm only 99% sure that I got that right. Yeah, come on. Yeah,
I mean, and it was like...
Don't gaslight me over here.
It was all over the internet that we were speaking to Anthony Simons in the last segment, that he had a baby, or somebody he was with had a baby.
Did I just teach you
year.
A word?
Oh, no. I'm saying as that's what the rookies or whomever
that
saying,
was their
like,
reaction. They learned a new word.
What's a concentration? So it's a... What is it?
Contraceptive.
No. Contraceptive, Anthony.
Oh. What are those?
Is that a math class? What is that? I don't know.
Yeah, the things that they've talked about in the years past that I've heard, I don't really want to go too deep into it, but there's reason to protect yourself as a professional athlete, and it's kind of weird that all of a sudden now, with the money we've got in 2024, that just doesn't matter?
Rashad, the way that you said that and looked at me, I was just like, wait, what? Like, did I say that wrong, or
no,
did you not know what that is?
It's like, funny that you had to double guess yourself. Like, wait a minute, did I say that wrong?
I had to Google that right away. I'm like, am I saying, is that not
the right? Right? I'm saying, like, that's because, number one, I'm almost... for certain that a lot of younger kids don't know what contraceptive means.
No, I'm sure there's some slang word that we don't know. A contry or something like that.
You know, so, I mean, everything else, rubbers, condoms.
Oh, you're talking
tennis.
About a contry. Yeah, we know what those are.
Yeah, no, they don't. I can almost guarantee it.
Also on the text line, SGA averages more points, more rebounds, more assists, more steals, and doesn't have the off-court issues. What are you guys even talking about? Very true. SGA, finalist for MVP this year.
I get it. Like I said, nobody's saying SGA isn't cold. Like, no, nobody's saying that. You know, SGA is, he's great. You know, he's the best point guard in the league, you know, at the
moment. I just think the way that Anthony Edwards is made up on the court, physically, his game, what he can do, he can damn near do anything. He can shoot a three. He can drive and just dunk on you and embarrass you in front of everybody. And then the way that his mentality, that's the thing. He has that dog in him. He has that mental makeup. I mean, Charles was saying this on the NBA on TNT the other night. Like, that dude has that edge to him where it's the F you mentality.
Absolutely.
There's way too many... I just,
homies.
Yeah, dude. It's like the homies. NBA nowadays kills me because I just feel like there's only so many guys that have that mentality. And there's only so many guys with that skill level that have that mentality. And when you have someone like that on your team who is able to talk the talk, back it up, and then bring the team along and tell them, follow me, I'll take us there. And like, it's just very rare to find in the NBA, especially as being the number one overall pick. You're backing it up now. Like, yeah, SGA, fantastic season. How many more years in the league has he been in the NBA compared to Anthony Bennett? This is Anthony Bennett's third?
Edwards. You're close, though. You're close, though. You're getting better about it. You're getting better about it. You really like Anthony Bennett. Go Rebels,
I'm going to go get an interview for you with Anthony Bennett. We're going to do like a mystery guest. He's going to be like, hey, it's Anthony Bennett.
I swear to God. Ant. I'm just going Ant now. All right.
Go Rebs. Yeah.
Anyways, for the love of God,
Ant, he is in his, what, third year? Right? Yeah, because he had drafted 2020.
Yes, this is third season.
SGA, this is, he was drafted, what, 2017, 2018, I want to believe. So, yeah, he's got a couple years on him. 2018 draft, so he's got 2 years on him. I just think that Anthony Edwards, how he's built, is just different.
And I honestly think
on Shea the court and then between the ears,
Shea has really, really benefited from having some great talent around him, also some great coaching around him too. But you know, you throw in somebody like Chet this year, who surprised I think a lot of us, you know, coming out, because this is supposed to be his second year and he had the injury, so he really came out and played well, you know, in his rookie year. You look Jalen Ivey, you know, you got people on that team's like, yo, these dudes are dogs, you know. And Shea is more of the, you know, kind of the silent assassin who's just out there doing stuff. Ant is a little, he's more boisterous, obviously. He's more, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? He's more aesthetically pleasing when you watch him play. Like, obviously people love a lot of assists and stuff like that, and guys can get triple doubles, which is what Shea is going to be, a monster in this league as far as averaging a triple double or getting close to it. There's just something special about Anthony Edwards, though. Like, and you look at it and you can see in the way that he plays, in the way that he moves, in the ways that he's respond, nothing is ever really too serious, which could be a good or bad thing. You know, we're not sure yet. He's still got some time left in the league. But I just see a guy that's ready for the moment. Not to say Shea isn't, but when you look at Ant, and especially the job they did in game one against Denver, you go, oh yeah, he's ready. They're ready.
All right. Hour number two coming up. Also, just wanted to give you an Anthony Bennett update. Apparently, on August 1st, 2023, he joined the Goyang Sono Sky Gunners of the Korean Basketball League.
That's tight.
2 weeks later, he left the team. An overseas agent reported that Bennett has left Goyang Sono. He left Korea on the 15th and is currently staying in Taiwan, which is the league where Bennett played last. According to his agent, he's expected to find a new team in Taiwan. The reason they parted ways has not been detailed. The agent only added that it was due to personal reasons.
Of course.
He is also, yeah, Taiwan. He played in Jerusalem. His last NBA stint, 2018 to 2019, playing for the Agua Caliente Clippers. That is their team. That's their G League team.
Agua Caliente? Where's that?
Excuse me?
Where's that? The hot waters?
Agua Caliente Clippers.
Spicy water, wow. Clippers?
That's great.
I'm sorry. I think much cooler than Rip City Remix. I'd rather have our team.
You'd rather be the
Aqua Caliente.
You'd rather be the Spicy Waters.
God. All right. Our number two, game seven between the Magic and Cavaliers is literally about to tip off right now on ABC. We'll talk about that here in the second hour because it's the game seven that seemingly nobody seems to care about. And also, I have two players. Which one are you more pissed at? This guy for his on-the-court performance or this guy for his off-the-court behavior? And we'll get to some other stuff, I'm sure. Sports stuff related. Sports Sunday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. 1080 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
All right, we got a couple more texts here about this. Would you rather have Oklahoma City Thunder's roster or just give me Anthony Edwards and figure out the rest later? Someone texting, Ant is a dog too, and not the good kind. Yeah, there was a story that came out at the end of 2023 about a IG model apparently getting pregnant and then him offering her to like a six-figure sum to take care of it, which...
Did she take it?
I don't know. I don't
know. We never got that update, did we?
No, it doesn't
terrible
look like
reporting.
It. Yeah, yeah. But...
come on. Like, that doesn't happen off the record. We just don't hear about it, like, every other day in
the
world of sports. Come on, y'all.
The only thing I'm seeing is just the story that went out on multiple news outlets the day of, talking about it, $100,000 abortion scandal. But I'm not seeing any follow-ups. Like,
what idiots? Like, come on, somebody in that newsroom has to be like, a week later, reattach a story to that. I don't know.
I would say the idiot in that is probably Anthony Edwards. You know, wrap it up, brother, and you know, use everything that you.
I don't think these dudes do that anymore.
They probably. I mean, he clearly didn't.
I don't think. I mean, for as rich and famous as some of these guys are, I don't think rubbers. Really go with, you know, being a professional athlete anymore. Like, if you look at some of these dudes that are having babies with, I mean, let's see, who is it? Jalen Green got this lady named Drea pregnant. I call her a lady because she's like my age, you know, somewhere like that. Jalen Green's 22. I think she has a son that's right around the same age as Jalen Green. Yet and still, she's having this baby. Like, these dudes are just out here going raw dog. It's weird, but I mean,
isn't that like exactly
a lot of jacking right now?
Yeah,
a lot of jacking,
the opposite of what we've heard, like these rookie symposiums that every league puts on for their players coming in, you know, like not just the dangers of, you know, like, hey, wrap it up, but here's how to, you know, here's who to associate with, here are some reputable companies to invest your money in, you know, here's how to talk to the media,
here's how to use a contraceptive.
Yeah exactly. So I am shocked.
Contraceptive,
is that the right word?
No, it is. I'm sure that's what they're saying. Like, what's a
I was the way that you said that, I was like, wait, now I'm
contraceptive?
Only I'm only 99% sure that I got that right. Yeah. Come on. Yeah,
I mean, and it was like,
don't gaslight me over here.
It was all over the internet that we were speaking to Anthony Simons in the last segment that he had a baby or somebody he was with had a baby.
Did I just teach you a word?
Oh, no. I'm saying is that's what the rookies or whomever
that was their reaction. They learned a new word.
What's a concentration? So it's a, what is it?
Contraceptive. No. Contraceptive, Anthony.
Oh. What are those?
Is that a math class? What is that? I don't know.
Yeah, the things that they've talked about in the years past that I've heard, I don't really want to go too deep into it, but there's reason to protect yourself as a professional athlete, and it's kind of weird that all of a sudden now, with the money we've got in 2024, that just doesn't matter?
Rashad, the way that you said that and looked at me, I was just like, wait, what? Did I say that wrong? Or no, did you not know what that is?
It's funny that you had to double guess yourself. I had to guess. Like, wait a minute. Did I say that
I had to Google that right away. I'm like, am I saying, is that right?
I'm saying like that's because number one, I'm almost for certain that a lot of younger kids don't know what contraceptive means.
No, I'm sure there's some slang word that we don't know. A contrary. Or something like that. You know,
so, I mean, everything else, rubbers, condoms.
You're talking about a country. Yeah, we know what those are.
Yeah, no, they don't. I can almost guarantee it.
Also on the text line, SGA averages more points, more rebounds, more assists, more steals, and doesn't have the off-court issues. What are you guys even talking about? Very true. SGA, finalist for MVP this year.
I get it. Like I said, nobody's saying SGA isn't cold. Like, no, nobody's saying that. You know, SGA is, he's great. You know, he's the best point guard in the league, you know, at the
moment. I just think the way that Anthony Edwards is made up on the court, physically, his game, what he can do, he can damn near do anything. He can shoot a three. He can drive and just dunk on you and embarrass you in front of everybody. And then the way that his mentality, that's the thing. He has that dog in him. He has that mental makeup. I mean, Charles was saying this on the NBA on TNT the other night. Like, that dude has that edge to him. Where it's the F you mentality.
Absolutely.
There's way too many homies. Yeah, dude. It's like the NBA nowadays kills me because I just feel like there's only so many guys that have that mentality. And there's only so many guys with that skill level that have that mentality. And when you have someone like that on your team who is able to talk the talk, back it up, and then bring the team along and tell them, follow me, I'll take us there. And like, it's just very rare to find in the NBA, especially as being the number one overall pick. You're backing it up now. Like, yeah, SGA, fantastic season. How many more years in the league has he been in the NBA compared to Anthony Bennett? This is Anthony Bennett's third?
Edwards. You're close, though. You're close, though. You're getting better about it. You're getting better about it. You really like Anthony Bennett. Go Rebels.
I'm going to go get an interview for you with Anthony Bennett. We're going to do like a mystery guest. He's going to be like, hey, it's Anthony Bennett.
I swear to God. Ant. I'm just going Ant now. All right.
Go Rebs. Yeah.
Anyways, for the love of God, Ant, he is in his, what, third year? Right? Yeah, because he drafted 2020.
Yes, this is third season.
SGA, he was drafted, what, 2017, 2018, I want to believe. He's got a couple years on him, 2018 draft. So he's got 2 years on him. I just think that Anthony Edwards, how he's built is just different.
And I honestly think
on the court and then between the ears,
Shea has really, really benefited from, having some great talent around him. Also some great coaching around him too. But you know, you throw in somebody like Chet this year who surprised, I think, a lot of us, you know, coming out. Because this is supposed to be his second year, and he had the injury. So he really came out and played well, you know, in his rookie year. You look like Jalen Ivey, you know. You got people on that team. It's like, yo, these dudes are dogs, you know. And Shea is more of the, you know, kind of the silent assassin who's just out there doing stuff. Ant is a little – he's more boisterous, obviously. He's more – I get, what's the word I'm looking for? He's more aesthetically pleasing when you watch him play. Like, obviously people love a lot of assists and stuff like that, and guys that can get triple doubles, which is what Shea is going to be, a monster in this league as far as averaging a triple double or getting close to it. There's just something special about Anthony Edwards, though. Like, and you look at it and you can see in the way that he plays, and the way that he moves, and the ways that he's respond, he's nothing is ever really too serious, which could be a good or bad thing. You know, we're not sure yet. He's still got some time left in the league. But I just see a guy that's ready for the moment. Not to say Shea isn't. But when you look at Ant, and especially the job they did in game one against Denver, you go, oh, yeah, he's ready. They're ready.
All right. Hour number two coming up. Also, just wanted to give you an Anthony Bennett update. Apparently, on August 1st, 2023, he joined the Goyang Sono Sky Gunners of the Korean Basketball League.
That's tight.
2 weeks later, he left the team. A
An overseas agent reported that Bennett has left Go-Young Sono. He left Korea on the 15th and is currently staying in Taiwan, which is the league where Bennett played last. According to his agent, he's expected to find a new team in Taiwan. The reason they parted ways has not been detailed. The agent only added that it was due to personal reasons.
Of course.
He is also, yeah, Taiwan. He played in Jerusalem. His last NBA stint, 2018 to 2019, playing for the Agua Caliente Clippers. That is their team. That's their G League team.
Agua Caliente? Where's that?
Excuse me?
Where's that? The hot waters?
Agua Caliente Clippers.
Spicy water
wow.
Clippers?
That's great.
I'm sorry. I think much cooler than Rip City Remix. I'd rather have our team.
You'd rather be the
Agua Caliente.
You'd rather be the Spicy Waters.
Oh, God. All right. Our number two, Game 7 between the Magic and Cavaliers is literally about to tip off right now on ABC. We'll talk about that here in the second hour because it's the Game 7 that seemingly nobody seems to care about. And also, I have two players. Which one are you more pissed at? This guy for his on-the-court performance or this guy for his off-the-court behavior? And we'll get to some other stuff, I'm sure. Sports stuff related. Sports Sunday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. 1080 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.